And now, from the DTC Sports Broadcast Studio, it's time for another episode of The Box Score, the weekly Middle Tennessee High School sports podcast for all things sports in Cannon, DeKalb, Gordonsville, Smith, and Watertown. Featuring your hosts, Terry Collins and the guru, Murphy Fair.
And welcome to The Box Score, brought to you by Pavement Restorations. Each and every week, they're a title sponsor. And nope, that's not Murphy Fair. And yes, that is Justin Malden. And Nick Noakes been pressed into service. And Justin, we appreciate you filling in for Murphy. He's out with a little oral surgery this week. Hopefully he'll be back next week, but we appreciate you stepping in.
Listen, I'm glad to be here. I won't do as good of a job on this side of the camera as I do on the other side, because I am not meant to be on this side, but I'm going to do my best, and wishing Murphy well, and we look back to having him on the show next week.
Of course, Nick, we could spook y'all and put him for Halloween on this side of the camera. I had the privilege of doing that one time in Woodbury back a few years ago, and if there had been a sniper on Nick's forehead, he wouldn't have been any more nervous. That is for sure. But we understand that. You can still see Nick and Justin on the local click. I encourage you to look at that. They always have something interesting from week to week, and we enjoy watching that show right here on DTC3. But let's go ahead and look at our game of the week, which was Warren County making the short drive from McMinnville down to Woodbury. And what a week it was for the Lions. They win it 50-27 over Warren County. Rushing yards, 41 for 384. Passing yards, 156. Only 540 yards of total offense, Justin. Quite a display by the Lions offense.
It was pretty phenomenal. Now, the halftime score to that was Warren County 13, Cannon County 6. So they scored 44 points that they put on the board in those final two quarters, and we're about to see when we get to these individual stats here in a moment. You know, once the dust settled, they had some pretty impressive performances.
We want to thank Sonica Carthage for sponsoring their stats of the week, as they do each and every week. Let's go ahead and look at the individual numbers. It's going to be Jaden Shannon. Yes, you got that right. 29 carries for 337 yards, 4 touchdowns. He had 8 tackles, an interception, and he sold 5 bags of popcorn, I think. He did it all for Cannon County at home. Eli Garrett, 9 passes for 9 out of 17, 156 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, threw in 9 rushes for 42 yards. Miles Alexander, 5 receptions for 100 yards and a couple of scores. He always has that big play ability. And former Livingston quarterback's son, Brady Swallows, 11 of 25, 122 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, an interception. And Chris Robledo, 7 receptions, 99 yards, a couple of touchdowns. And he also added an 80-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. But what an avalanche by Cannon County, much like they did on Smith County in the third quarter at Carthage, that they did in Woodbury in those final two quarters last Friday night.
Listen, I don't know what was said at halftime. I don't know what Coach Hinch fed them, but they exploded, and they had 412 yards of offense in the second half alone.
Of course, they put 50 on the board against the Owls in Carthage here recently as well. Let's go ahead and look at our Watertown at Cascade. I know Watertown gets the big region win. Garrett Davis, a big night. 11 for 20, 141 passing yards, 188 rushing yards, 3 total touchdowns. Jesse Bratcher, 4 receptions for 50 yards, a touchdown, 2 tackles, and 3 interceptions. You know, that's a pretty good 2 or 3 game stretch, but to get 3 in one game, Justin, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and you know, and he lines up on both sides of the ball too when you see that. So he's in there just about every snap for him, playing both ways. But he was a ball hawk on the defensive side and took advantage of it. Garrett Davis too had a great night for him. 188 rush yards, that's his season high as well. And he's over 700 passing and rushing yards for the season.
Sam Bradley for Cascade, 13 of 25, 144 passing yards, those 3 interceptions. He added 52 yards rushing and a score. And then Andrew Dowell, 2 receptions for 58 yards. Let's go ahead and take a look at the region scores. Only one game inside the region, 4-2-A. Everybody else was on a break. Trouser County went to Monterey and won 35-14. I think it's their second win of the season. Region standings, we'll look at those. Gordonsville, they've already wrapped up the region crown, regardless of what they do against Red Bullen and Smith County in that final week. They are 8-0 overall. Even if Smith were to beat them, Cannon would have to lose to Trousdale County in order for Smith County to get the region championship. And then you've got Jackson that beat Trousdale earlier in the year. So it looks like the four playoff teams are set, unless there is some upsets. Let's go ahead and look at the Region 4-3A Carthage Saveway. A better way to save their scores, Giles County, a big win over Jackson Northside. Bobcats win it 47-21, and Sequatchie 51-0 over the Community. Community has not won a game and have really struggled the last few years, have the Vikings. Justin, they just, Sequatchie, they've got some big games left. I know they still got Giles County, and that could go a long way in determining that region championship.
Yeah, Sequatchie County's only got the one region game left, and that is Giles County in the last game of the season for them, and that will be, and you know, Watertown already lost to Sequatchie, but they beat Giles County, so again, you get that upset, you know, potentially, yeah. If when we look at the standings here in a moment, that thing's not set in stone either. There's a lot of mix-up and shake-up that could happen there.
Region 4-3A standings, as Justin said, Sequatchie sitting on top there at 4-0, but they do have one huge game left with Giles County. Watertown sitting there at 3-1. Forest 2-1. Of course, your four playoff teams, Justin, are set, but Watertown, Forest, and Giles, and Sequatchie all could finish second, first, second, third, or fourth, depending on what happens from here on in.
Yeah, these last 2 weeks, your season comes down to it. You talk about games that matter, games that mean more, and right here at the end of the season, each and every one of these games is going to mean something. So they can't let up, can't give up, and with the new playoff format, I think it's more essential now than ever that you want to get that one seed if you can, because if you're on the road first round or second round, you're going to have some decent travel, especially in that second round.
Definitely will with that new format. Region 4-4A scores. You got Macon County playing against Barron County, Kentucky, getting a big win 29-14 to Kyle Shoulders. They've had a couple of disappointing losses this year. Have the Tigers, the defending Class 4A state champions. We appreciate Carthage Saveway for sponsoring our scoreboard. Let's go ahead now and look at the standings. White County and Upperman meet on Friday night, and we'll have Coach David Foster on a little bit later for White County, the first-year head coach. They've done it with defense. As you look, they've only allowed 82 points in 8 games. That's right at 10 points per game. But Upperman, sitting there at 3-0, they're playing at home. A big game on Friday night in Baxter.
It's again coming down to the wire, two powerhouses. The Region 4-4A is always loaded with talent. We've got the Tennessee Sports Writers Association rankings are up there on those standings for that reason that you've got three, some oftentimes four teams in this region who are in the top 10. And if you can get through this region slate, it prepares you for the postseason.
Let's go ahead and now look at the Class A volleyball. In fact, as we're taping this show, Gordonsville getting ready to start. They're 24-1. We got to go over last Thursday night, Murphy and I did, to watch Gordonsville beat Sell Creek to make their first ever state tournament appearance. Of course, it's a different setup this year. It's not double elimination. If Gordonsville loses, they'll go to a loser's bracket with the other four quarterfinal losers. Eagleville's already beat Merle Hyde. They're the odds-on favorite. They're playing it at Siegel High School. Justin, just a great year for Brian Leslie, who was on our show last week.
Listen, Brian Leslie's been there now 26 years that he has been leading that program. He was the inaugural head coach, the only head coach that program has ever had. And I know this is a very special moment and a very special team for him, for them to take the next step and make their first appearance in the state championship.
We'll have Steve Trapp of DeKalb County when we return to the Box Score, brought to you by Pavement Restorations.
Pavement Restorations began in 2006 to help our clients find cost-effective ways to extend the life of their existing asphalt and concrete assets. We're now proud to be a leader in the asphalt and concrete construction industry across Tennessee. PRI offers asphalt paving and production, on-site concrete mixtures, asphalt and concrete repairs, preservation, and cold asphalt mixtures. So let our team introduce you to the PRI way of construction on your next project.
Friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookeville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
DTC delivers the internet you need with customer service that is second to none. We're your friends and neighbors, working nonstop to make everyday life even better.
Right now, new customers score free internet until 2026 when you sign up with AutoPay. That's a winning serve for your home and family. Don't just play, make gains with every swing.
We're standing by, ready to help you take the next step. DTC, making a difference where it matters most.
At Huff and Puff Trucking, it's more than a job. It's the people beside you. People who go the extra mile together. Hard work, real pride, good people. That's who we are. Huff and Puff Trucking, driven by purpose, powered by people. Ready to join us? Visit huffpufftrucking.com to learn more.
And welcome back to the Box Score. Terry Collins along with Justin Malden filling in for Murphy Fair. And we've got Steve Trapp, the DeKalb County football coach, with us. And Coach Trapp, we've waited for a long time, but fall weather is finally here.
Hey, it's been nice. You know, we was on fall break last week, and every day was good. So it looks like it's here to stay. So it's going to feel real good, you know, this coming Friday night.
Coach Trapp, you're in your 21st season, which is incredible thinking about that, leading the DeKalb County Tigers. And you know, I know y'all have had some activities and some presentations that y'all have done during this time. But what does it mean to you as you reflect on the journey that you've taken with DeKalb County? Now, you're a DeKalb County native, so your journey goes back before you were the head coach. So how do you reflect back on where you were now versus where you are?
You know, I've thought about it because, you know, I don't have a whole lot more time left here. You know, 21 years and, you know, getting that head coaching job when you're 26, 27, you know, that typically doesn't happen. But, I've thought about it. You know, there's really only been about 9 years, maybe 10 years of my entire life that it's not been associated with DeKalb County football in some form or fashion. And that's, you know, playing junior pro, playing middle school, playing high school, coaching junior pro for 6 years and now coaching high school football for 21. So I've coached in the county for 27 years, and I'm only 47. So I still feel like I'm a young guy. But, when they offered me the job, and, you know, I just told them, hey, we'll work. I'll promise you that. And the other promise I made is I'll be here or I'll coach nowhere. So I feel like I've upheld my end of the promises in that regard. And we're going to continue to work. But started off a little slow and a little ugly, and you know, we've had some really bright moments, and you know, some of the best football and players that's ever been played here, I believe, has been, you know, within the last two decades. And I'm honored to be able to say that I coached those guys and those teams. And the last few years, I think we've finally just been average, and it's not for the lack of work or the lack of trying. And and even this year, you know, we've been right there in some games, and then it just kind of falls at the end. But you know, looking back over everything, I've tried to do this the best that I know how to do, and that's learning every year and working and trying to create an environment where people want to come and impact others, and we get to do that with football.
Coach, when you look at your schedule, it's a tough one, and I know that continues on Friday night when you've got Stone Memorial coming in, a team that's plays very physical, and you've got to match that physicality if you're going to stay with them.
I mean, it's a true, that's the thing each and every week, you know, that's the thing. And there's been some games where, you know, I don't think we did anything physical from the jump. I think just mentally we wasn't there where we needed to be. You know, in the last game we played against White County, we're there. You know, we're close, and, you know, we make one mistake, and then we kind of just mentally lose it, you know. So we've done that a couple times this year. So that's frustrating, you know, as a head coach, because it's something that we preach and coach against. You know, that mental toughness is something that's important. And, you know, starting in January, that was one of the biggest things that we talked about. So, you know, it's frustrating. These guys are trying. They're playing hard. The capability's there. The potential's there. They've just got to put it together, you know, for each and every day of the week, and especially for four quarters on Friday night.
Recently, Coach, when we were in Smithville for the last game that we covered, before that game started, there was a recognition of the All-20 team, your All-20 team, that included 56 of your former players. And, you know, during your tenure and your career in DeKalb County, you have developed countless young men and impacted countless young men during your time there. But one thing I noticed during that presentation, while you were off to the side, as they were being announced, you were greeting each and every one of them. You were embracing each and every one of them. You could see what those players meant to you. And so, you know, what are you most proud of these young men that you have helped to develop and to make them into the men that they are today?
Well, I mean, every single football player that's come through here has meant something to me. You know, those that have come through and done it right and were good players on the field, but more importantly, good human beings. And, you know, I don't have all the part in that, you know, about the home life and the parents and all of that's part of it as well. But they've all been important. But, you know, I got asked the question, well, what was the determining factor in selecting those guys? And every one of those guys were good football players, no doubt about it, and that was part of it. But there was something extra to it there. I mean, I say all the time to teams every year, just, you know, if I had a flat tire, you know, sometimes I feel like I can call any one of those guys and they would still come help me out. Just things like that. A lot of them are now firefighters, police officers, all that. And my house got struck by lightning a handful of years ago, and like everybody that showed up were former players, you know. And you know, we've got dentists and lawyers and doctors and all that kind of stuff in that group. But I've always said, you know, if there's one thing that these guys can take out of this program, out of their time here, that helps them be a better human being, then, you know, that's ultimately what this is all about. We do want to win every time we step out on the field. But, you know, being able to be a part of those young men's life, and then what was cool for me is, like, some of those guys I hadn't seen since they graduated. Some of them I hadn't spoken to, and you know, so the weeks leading up to that, being able to share text and talk to a lot of them and just reminiscing and stories and all. So that was fun for me. And to be able to be out there and, you know, give them a hug right there on the field one last time. And you know, all the thank yous and the appreciation, that was a good thing.
Coach Trapp, when you look at the many different players, a lot of times you don't remember that standout athlete. You remember that player that maybe didn't have the best of the ability, but maximize his ability to play by just hard work. And I know that had to be some of the stories that were told during that reunion.
Definitely. Like I said, there's been some outstanding players here and, you know, and everywhere. And truth be told, every coach can say it, you know, there's those players that are really good on the field, but they drive you nuts off of it. You know, none of those guys out there on that field was those kind of players. Like I said, there was something extra there, a personal relationship, you know, that and that started by, you know, buying in and doing their job and working at the high school level, you know, that work ethic. And that's the same thing in my classroom. You know, it might sound weird, but I tell them, you know, I don't care if you learn anything except for learning how to do stuff right and on time. You know, so that process of work is huge. You know, that's a big thing, you know, that I've tried to hang my hat on here. The other one is do what you do to impact people. And right now we get to use football, but, you know, after that, there's always going to be something in your life that you can use to impact people for better. You know, so those are the two things that, you know, if they pick up on those things and take it with them in their life, I think it's been a good deal.
Coach, you got two games left in the regular season, both region games against Stone Memorial and Livingston Academy. What message do you have for your team to finish strong and to carry through to the end this year?
Well, I mean, it's meaningful. You know, everything that we do is meaningful. And like I said, do what we do to impact people. And, you know, they know what's at stake each and every week. But at the end of the day, it's still a football game, and you still have to play it a certain way. You know, so no matter first game of the year, last game of the year, playoff game, whatever it is, some games have more at stake than others, you know, but we don't talk to them to think like that. We talk to them to think like it is your job. It's got to be done a certain way. Good play, bad play, you got to line back up and play the next play the best you got. So, and again, that's the challenge with teenagers, right? So not just with football, but getting them locked in. Like I said, the capability and the potential's there. They just got to put the best foot forward every opportunity they get.
Coach, one last question. I know the game of life is bigger, and I think you've echoed that, than the game of football. Yes, regardless of what sport, but I think the Steve Trapp era at DeKalb County, however long that lasts, the thing that I'll always remember is your kids played hard. They weren't a bunch of punks, and pardon the expression there, but you know, they played with class and sportsmanship, and I appreciate that as just a football fan of high school sports.
Well, I mean, that means a lot, Terry. Like I said, you've seen us play a lot, you know, so I appreciate that. And that's something that, you know, that we preached and that we coached. And like I said, it goes back to that promise I made when they hired me. Hey, we will work, you know, in building something that the community can be proud of. You know, I hope that that's something that's there, you know, when it is over, whenever that may be. Like I said, other people will determine if I was successful or not. But I know I won't lose any sleep at night wondering and pondering if what I was trying to preach and the message we had and the culture that we tried to establish each and every year was incorrect.
Well, Coach Trapp, we appreciate you visiting with us here on the Box Score, and best of luck to you and the DeKalb County Tigers.
I appreciate it, fellas. Thank you.
Okay, and we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll have David Foster, the head coach from White County's football team, as we remind you, you're watching The Box Score, brought to you by Pavement Restorations.
Community Wellness Clinic is a nurse practitioner-owned and operated full-service medical clinic. Our emphasis is on good health and wellness throughout every generation of your family. We strive to provide the expert quality of care that our patients deserve and expect. Along with primary care services, we also offer a full complement of urgent care services. Let us be your family's good health partner. Community Wellness Clinic in Woodbury. Phone 615-563-7515.
Friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank, at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookeville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Huff and Puff Trucking, it's more than a job. It's the people beside you. People who go the extra mile, together. Hard work, real pride, good people. That's who we are. Huff and Puff Trucking, driven by purpose, powered by people. Ready to join us? Visit huffpufftrucking.com to learn more. Got a special outdoor project that you need to tackle? BDGR Excavating is the one to call. Custom land clearing, mulching, excavation, and more. They can help get the job done, even when others have failed. Call the problem solvers at BDGR at 615-489-1329 and let them help you get that project out of the way so you can really start enjoying your property. BDGR Excavating.
And welcome back to the Box Score. Terry Collins along with Justin Malden. Nick Noakes doing a great job behind the scenes. Murphy's out. He had a little oral surgery, and we miss him, but hopefully he'll be back next week. And we've been joined by head coach David Foster of White County. And coach, a very big game for your team against Upperman this Friday night, which could go a long way toward determining that region championship.
Yeah, it's a big game. They're obviously the top program in our district and have been for quite some time. And We got our work cut out for us, but we're just going to try to put in a good week of work and see what happens.
You know, Coach Foster, coming into your first year there at the helm in White County, I know you lost a significant number of starters and returning players, and I think a lot of people who keep up with high school football probably had already counted y'all out and expected a rebuilding year from the Warriors this season. But you've definitely shown that that's not the case. And so how did you approach, you know, coming in first year head coach, first time you've had a head coaching job, setting the expectation for the Warriors this season?
Well, we just set the expectation pretty simply that we want to compete in the game that we're in. So we lost a bunch of players, and that was addressed early on. You know, we had a good year last year, and the people that were a part of that got to participate in it. But this was a new season, and it was, you know, it was just kind of ours to make of it what we wanted. So we want to, you know, just try to do our best in the game that we're given. You know, I'm big on the whatever game we're in is the most important game in the state to me, because it's the only one we're guaranteed. You know, kids get injuries, and you know, coaches, we get to keep coaching, but you know, for those kids, their season can end anytime. So we just want to sort of seize the day and make the most of our one game chance.
Coach, I know you've only lost one game. I think that was the opener against Soddy by one. You've won some close games by one over Livingston, which is the battle of Highway 111, and it seems like every year, regardless of the records, that's always a close game. But when you look, I know you've been involved in some close scores, but you've come out on top. And the one thing that I guess that I've noticed in watching your team is just the physicality that they bring each and every Friday night.
Well, we feel like that's one of the few things we have control over, right? So we, you know, we're big on controlling what we can control. Even the region championship's out of our control, you know. We don't know what's going to happen this week or next week, so. But we feel like we can control whether or not we're physical, whether or not we're tough, whether or not we're in condition. And then we'll let the game take care of itself.
Coach, you have been a part of several programs before you got to White County, and I know you've been on that staff for a few years before you took over the head coaching job. But is there anything that's unique that stands out, like this is what White County football is, or traditions or rituals or anything like that that's special there in Sparta?
Well, I just think that they had gone through a rough patch. You know, I was at Cookeville when they were kind of on the downswing, and Coach Frazier started the sort of rebuilding process, and I got to know him the past 2 years coaching, you know, and then Beatty followed it up. So it's just been really neat to be a part of kind of building a new tradition. And obviously we want to be physical and tough but handle ourselves right, you know, respect to the opponent, win or lose. We want to just go out there and represent a very fine community the best that we can.
Coach, I know the bar has been set high with girls basketball in that area, and also boys basketball back when Jolly was there and you know, some more. But when you look, White County used to be in our district when I was in high school, at least my freshman, maybe my sophomore year. But their athletics has always been a focal point of the community, and I know that means a lot to you being the head coach there now.
Absolutely. We get great support from the fans and the community. You know, they just want to know that things are going well and that people are being treated right, and they look forward to a competitive team, and we've been able to provide that here lately. But I mean, White County High School is great. You know, the academics are really good too. You know, Coach Crane is the athletic director, and he's been super supportive, and Mr. Wilson, the principal, and Mr. Dronebarger is the director of schools, and they've all just been as supportive as can be. So it's been a really great experience.
Coach, Is there anything that you've learned about yourself in this new role? You know, going from the assistant coach to then you become the head coach and you take on some more responsibility and everybody thinks it's just coaching, but you know, from stepping into that, you've got some other things and it's not just being a coach, you've got financial aspects of the programs and other things to take care of and to handle when you're at the helm. But is there anything that you've learned along the way that maybe you didn't expect?
It has been, difficult. You know, I'm fortunate that I worked with Coach Maynard for so long, and Coach Gentry and I are still close. You know, he's at Lebanon, so I've got some really good people to lean on, and Coach Beatty was great before me, and filled me in on just kind of how things work. But I think that as much as anything, just tried to be a good steward for the kids. You know, I've been fortunate to get a lot of help. My wife has become kind of the director of football operations and handled a lot of the logistics, and I've just got a lot of people that have helped me out with some of that stuff, because I still, you know, I like to coach ball, but like you said, there's a lot of outside things that come in, but you just handle them the same way you handle a football game, you know, one event at a time, and try to do planning, but also be flexible enough that you can adjust when the unexpected happens.
Coach, the Pinion pipeline has been rich the last few years for White County Athletics. And I know you've got one, and I think you've got another one, maybe about eighth grade, and both seems to be outstanding players and players that have really contributed a lot. And it just seems, Coach, they may not be the most athletic person on the field, but they have got a heart that just won't quit.
Well, you nailed it. I mean, they are wonderful kids. Tripp was as good as it gets, and Tucker is a very different kid and is also, you know, wonderful. He's done a good job. He's been asked to do some different things than Tripp. But it's about putting him in position to take advantage of his skills, and he's done a really good job with that. So I'm just thrilled to have him.
Coach, I know you've got some different media outlets that cover you and help spotlight your athletes, but at White County High School, y'all got something that's pretty neat and something that I've actually had the opportunity to go on campus and visit with Warrior Media and the AV production classes that White County High School offers through their CTE programs. How interesting is it to be able to have your own students come in to cover your student athletes? And I know there's student athletes that are a part of those productions too that have helped in the past, you know, host the news programs and announcements and things like that at White County.
Oh, it's super. They do a fantastic job, like you said, bringing eyes to the kids, which is what this is about. It's their game, you know. Candace Allen does a great job with that program. They're just so helpful. You know, we've got a couple of players on our team that are big into it. So it's kind of interesting to be interviewed by your own player about how the season's going, and he has to put his media hat on. But it's just been really great, a cool thing to be a part of.
Well, Coach David Foster from White County Football, we appreciate you visiting with us. I know from having you on Sports Nuts eons ago, it's not one of your favorite things to do, but we appreciate you taking the time to talk about Warrior football today.
Oh, I'm glad to do it, Terry. I appreciate you guys.
Okay, and that's been visiting with David Foster, the head coach of White County, and Justin and I will be back, and he's going to do some of Murphy's picks, but we may let Murphy do them, and he just read them off. But we'll have that when we return to the Box Score, brought to you by Pavement Restorations.
Got a special outdoor project that you need to tackle? BDGR Excavating is the one to call. Custom land clearing, mulching, excavation, and more. They can help get the job done, even when others have failed. Call the problem solvers at BDGR at 615-489-1329 and let them help you get that project out of the way so you can really start enjoying your property. BDGR Excavating.
Community Wellness Clinic is a nurse practitioner-owned and operated full-service medical clinic. Our emphasis is on good health and wellness throughout every generation of your family. We strive to provide the expert quality of care that our patients deserve and expect. Along with primary care services, we also offer a full complement of urgent care services. Let us be your family's good health partner. Community Wellness Clinic in Woodbury. Phone 615-563-7515.
Pavement restorations began in 2006 to help our clients find cost-effective ways to extend the life of their existing asphalt and concrete assets. We're now proud to be a leader in the asphalt and concrete construction industry across Tennessee. PRI offers asphalt paving and production, on-site concrete mixtures, asphalt and concrete repairs, preservation, and cold asphalt mixtures. So let our team introduce you to the PRI way of construction on your next project.
Regardless of where you call home, you can relax even more when you trust DTC Security to keep tabs on your home and your family's safety.
For just $49.99, get a system with a touch keypad, three window or door sensors, motion detector, key fob, and standard installation. Secure every corner of your home court with DTC Security.
Don't wait until something happens. Contact DTC Security now and take the worry away at your home.
And welcome back to the Box Score for the final session. Terry Collins along with Justin Malden. Murphy Fair out this week due to some oral surgery. Nick Noakes pushing the buttons. We appreciate his hard work. And Justin, you get the enviable task. I know you're going to, Murphy did the picks, and I realize those would be different if Justin Malden was doing it. I guess we could start a contest and you could secretly mark what yours are and compare how Murphy did versus how you did.
Listen, we could definitely do that, and we could do a standings comparison between the year, but I don't think that I would want to actually see those standings.
That's for sure. Of course, we give Murph a hard time when he has some tough ones to pick. The game of the week this week is going to be Stone Memorial coming to Smithville to play DeKalb County. Stone Memorial, only one loss. They're sitting there at 7-1, and when you look at the Panthers from Crossville, Justin, they got a very good club.
They've got an excellent club. That running offense that they've got, you know, playing smash mouth and physical football, and they're not afraid to get down in the trenches, and they're stout on defense, too. They're stout up front on offense. They're stout on defense, but they'll run the ball, but then they've got a great quarterback, too. Wow. And I mean, so, you know, they're not a one-dimensional team, you know, but Smithville, the crowd's going to be there. They're going to be excited. Coach Trapp is going to have them ready for this game, and anything can happen under the Friday night lights.
I think it's their final home game. It's probably going to be senior night for the Tigers, and that's always an emotional time.
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, when we talked to Coach Trapp a few moments ago, we talked about the number of players that he's had and the seniors that he's had come through and reunited with some of these previous players. And for some of them, this will be the last time that they step foot and play at Fred Swartz Field.
Let's go ahead and look at the Murphy's picks, and we'll start in East Tennessee. Ensworth making the short trip to Chattanooga to play Baylor.
So the Tigers travel to Chattanooga to take on the number one ranked Red Raiders. Now they're the number one ranked team, and according to Tennessee Sports Writers, Max Prep, whoever you look at, they're the number one team. But this is a Division II 3A showdown. It's going to be a great challenge for them. But Baylor, they're undefeated at 7-0. And, you know, the Red Raiders have dominated all season. They've got four wins by four scores or more, and I just don't see that changing at all. I got Baylor staying perfect at home.
Kingston at Rockwood.
Kingston comes in. They're 5-2 after back-to-back wins over McMinn Central and Scott, and they've been solid all year long. Rockwood just got beat 35-0, and, you know, so they're coming off of a tough loss. But you know, Kingston has been consistent down the stretch, but I just don't think they've got enough in this one. Going to take Rockwood.
Huntington, West Virginia, making the short trip to Sevier County.
Yeah, so these are the Highlanders from West Virginia. I have no idea who this team is, and I had to look it up when Murph picked it. So they're traveling down to Sevierville. These are both two good teams, both one-loss teams. The Smoky Bears is what Sevier County is called. Their only loss was by 2 points to Grace Christian. It's going to be a big test for them, but I think, you know, having that home game and the stability that they've had, I think they're going to outhandle these out-of-state opponents.
Middle Tennessee picks, let's go ahead and look at those. Jackson County at Cumberland County.
Blue Devils 4-4. They dropped their last game to Cannon County. Cannon County handled them pretty well. Cumberland County playing an outlaw schedule this year, you know, trying to rebound after some of their previous seasons. But, you know, the Jets have been shut out three times this season, and I think Jackson County's got the offense to put the points up on the board.
Lebanon at Gallatin. Of course, Gallatin without their quarterback who suffered that knee injury back earlier in the season.
Yep, I think Chuck Gentry is going to take Lebanon into Gallatin. You know, they did suffer their first loss by one score to Green Hill this past week. I think that's going to have them motivated as they go in for this region matchup. And I look to Lebanon to roll in to Gallatin and to roll out with a victory.
Ryecrest at Lipscomb Academy, not the typical Lipscomb Academy team.
Yeah, you know, they Lipscomb is 3-0 against Briarcrest in their last three matchups, but they are 3-5 this season, so they're not having the standard season that they have had. But both of these teams are fighting for playoff position. This is a very important game, region game in Division II AAA. But, you know, even with the home field advantage, I think Briarcrest is going to come in and pull off the victory.
West Tennessee picks, we're going to start with MUS at Christian Brothers.
So we've got Memphis University School and Christian Brothers, who are both two teams in that Memphis area. You know, MUS has got an explosive offense. They've been averaging over 30 points per game. And in this Memphis private school rivalry and game, I'm going to take MUS getting the road victory.
Mitchell at Farley.
Another Memphis area matchup here that Murphy has picked. These are both two teams in Region 8 2A, which is the largest region in the state. It's actually got eight teams in it. It's tied for the largest region. And you imagine playing seven region games a year. But I think you know, this one is going to matter for the region. It's going to help shake up the schedule, those standings, because I think that Mitchell's going to take this one and cause a little bit of chaos on their region standings.
Lexington going to Savannah to play Hardin County.
Yeah. So Lexington is going to be coming in here. The Tigers, though, have got five wins in their last six games, and I think they're going to go into Hardin County, who struggled a little bit lately, and I think they're going to take care of business on the road.
Now let's look at our local picks. They involve our five local teams that we cover, and we'll start with Red Boiling Springs in a non-region game going to Gordonville.
This one is a mismatch. So this is an old Region 4-1A game, as you said. So this is a non-region game this year. Gordonsville is undefeated coming into this game. Red Boiling Springs is winless coming into this game, looking for their first victory. But Gordonsville's offense averaging 40 points a game, and their defense is stout. And I just don't see the Bulldogs overcoming it. I think this is a pretty easy pick with Gordonsville taking the win.
Second teamers get ready to go in the first half. Smith County traveling 2 hours and 45 minutes up to Telco Plains.
Smith County's got back to a 500 record after beating Moore County a couple weeks ago going into Telco Plains. 2.5 hour trip, though, that I think will play into that. Smith County, while they have similar records, Smith County's got the tougher schedule, and I'll look for Smith County to take this one on the road.
Liberty Creek, who played earlier at Gordonsville, goes to Watertown.
Watertown is 5-1 after starting the season 0-2. And those first two games were here on DTC3, and listen, they are playing a different brand of football than what they were to start the season. Their lone loss was to Sequatchie by one score. I just don't think that Liberty Creek is going to be able to come into Watertown and Bill Robinson Stadium and be able to take that. And I think it'll be tight, but I think Watertown will get the victory.
Stone Memorial at DeKalb.
Stone Memorial comes in riding a five-game win streak, including back-to-back wins in the region. And one of those wins over the defending state champs, the Macon County Tigers. And DeKalb's looking for its first region win and to keep their playoff hopes alive. But I do believe that Stone Memorial is going to take this one.
I want to thank Nick Notes and Justin for filling in for Murphy, and thank all our sponsors, which are title sponsor, Pavement Restorations, also sponsoring Huff and Puff Trucking, Citizens Bank, Sonica Carthage, Carthage Safeway, Community Wellness Clinic, and BDGR Excavating. Till next week, when Murphy returns, As we're winding down the regular season, you've been watching The Box Score, brought to you by Pavement Restorations.
You've been listening to The Box Score. Join us weekly each Thursday for a new podcast episode, and make sure to subscribe and share so all get notified when new episodes arrive. On behalf of the crew at DTC Sports, Terry Collins and the guru, Murphy Fair, thanks for joining us.